Hey guys, welcome to No Holds Barred.
My name is Nyari.
And my name is Jerry. And this is our platform to freely express and dissect anything and everything that comes to mind.
In keeping up with our university series, we decided to go out there and ask a couple of people what their perception was or is of commitment during their time in university and if that experience has affected their dating life currently. We had a lot of interesting responses, but here's what they had to say.
Hey guys, what was my perception of commitment in a relationship when I was in university? I think for me, I put it down to three words. Reliable, honesty, and just driven. In other words, the opposite of don't be lazy. Reason why I'm saying this is because I think whilst you're in university, especially for a foreign student, you're out of the country. For us, like I studied in Cape Town, you kind of face a lot of things, a lot of, temptations and emotionally you kind of get drained with other schoolwork or just the idea of being away from home. So you need someone that is like reliable, when you've got someone to call, whether it's just a text or someone's going to text back at you and you're calling someone, they're going to answer the phone. If they don't, they're going to call you back. I think that's very, very important. Honesty is also good. I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't commit to that. I can commit to this because sometimes when you kind of commit to something and you don't actually stick to the commitment, it just doesn't only drain you, but it also kind of just drains your conscience as well. The last one was laziness. I think what's important is, especially for the gents, lazy. I think we all need to work hard and we all need to kind of persevere and not just sit on our butts and not do anything. So that was my perception of commitment back in the day. I say back in the day, it's like I'm actually old, when it was like 2 years ago. But then next, has your experience in university affected my dating life now? No. Reason being I'm saying this is because I've only been with one girl since my varsity life. And I think I've been implementing these values that I've just said from commitment. And by that, you practice it and you perfect it each day, day in, day out, day in, day out. So I think that's just in small. I don't want to go over 2 minutes. It looks like it's already like 2:45. Anyway, that's my perception and I hope this helps a lot. So thank you, Jerry.
So it's easy to see looking back in retrospect. But I feel that relationships, and specifically commitment levels in a relationship, have a lot more to do with what stage you're at in life. And so when I was in uni, I was at that stage in life where I was out here to have as much fun as I can. I was out here to do my degree and finish that, and that was basically it. And so my relationships mirrored the stage of life that I was at. Of course, I didn't see it that way at that time, but looking back, it's clear now. And so they were like that. And I definitely have learned a lot from them, and they've influenced the way that I look at relationships now. Because, for example, now, because of the stage of life that I'm at, relationships are a whole lot more about building the other person and finding someone that you want to build your life around and with. So in terms of career, in terms of family, in terms of every single aspect of your life, you're now looking for that person that you can build who you are and who you're going to be for the rest of your life with. Whereas in uni, it was a whole lot more about physical attraction or finding the person that everyone wants to get or all of that stuff. So it definitely has influenced that. And I can only see that and learn from that because of the things that I experienced.
University and after university. To me, I do not really see the difference. I always believe that if you're serious about something, you go hard. You give 110%, which is my approach to relationships. I never get into a relationship that I'm not serious about. So the same mindset I had going to university is the same one I still have now, which is 100%. So I took them seriously then and now. So there's never really much of a difference because nothing has changed. And for that, I think it has made me stronger now to actually believe in what I want and really go for it.
I was in varsity, I didn't date a lot until probably like my last year. So I think what I looked for in a relationship in terms of commitment was reciprocated energy. I feel that's important, not for you to feel like you're doing more for the other person than they're doing for you, or you like them more, or ABC, or whatever it is that you're using like to measure their commitment to you. It should be like a returned feeling. So in terms of everything, like the person who suggests going on dates, the one who calls, the one who comes over, the one, whatever it was, I needed to feel like the energy, the effort I'm putting is being returned in equal force type of thing. Did I live by it? I think I did to a larger extent. As I said, I don't have a lot of relationships to base it on, but yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. And I feel that's really impacted the way I, what I look for in a relationship now. Not that I'm dating more often, but yes, I definitely have to feel like the energy I'm putting in is being returned to me when I'm going.
Commitment in a relationship when I was in uni was actually quite messed up, because I wasn't really committed to one girl per se. I was more of on a experiment tip, you know what I mean? Like, I was just out here to have fun, and I really did not live by any form of commitment at all. Like, if my friends and I had to go out, then whatever it is I would find out there, like whatever girls would find out, would definitely like mingle and get to know each other, you know. But my experience in university did affect my dating life, in the sense that I see commitment differently now. Like, I see this whole relationship thing differently. I feel like it's overrated, to be honest, because most relationships are based on false impressions of what the other person wants to see, you know what I mean? You show that person what they want to see, not really what you are. That's how I believe relationships these days are based. And, well, it could be a biased view.
In uni, you know, everyone thinks they know it all. Everyone thinks, wow, gotten this far, therefore I have a handle on life. So a relationship in a uni environment seems like, this is it, we're gonna get married, because you grow up hearing stories of how family members met in uni and then they stay together for life, and now they have beautiful kids, beautiful lives. And that's what my perception of a uni relationship was. It was mainly based off of what ideas had been fed by other people about how you meet your one true love. And did I live by it? I tried, up until it horribly went wrong, it crashed. Like, it wasn't sustainable. You get people who are also like on a path of discovery, and people who are also constantly changing because they're also learning themselves at that stage in uni. So yeah, so it wasn't sustainable for me and I didn't live by it. And then the last one, has my experience in New York City affected my dating life currently? Yes, it has. I think I'm more logical and wise, and I'm also aware of what I like and what I don't like. So I'm aware of what I like in terms of personality, character, and what gravitate towards the kind of people I would want to keep around me. And then, what I dislike is in terms of what kind of people I associate with and why. Thank you.
Dating someone in your stream is more problematic in the sense that women mature faster, and then expectations and stuff, you can't really meet them, especially, you know, when you're in university, because girls tend to want a lot of stuff. They tend to get bored easily, and you only have limited things. And yeah, so just kind of like my mindset back in the days. So
has your experience in university affected your dating life currently?
I could say I think it kind of did, because I never dated a lot, and I never, you know, yeah, well, I was around a lot of girls at that time, but I never really dated to gain like a lot of experience and stuff like that, to learn what women like and stuff. So I think it's kind of affecting me right now, because, you know, I'm now trying to discover a lot of things. I'm learning a lot of things about girls, but also it depends with people and who you meet and things like that. So, but yeah, I kind of think it kind of affected my dating life right now, but not in terms of commitment and being faithful, but I guess in how I relate to the person and trying to understand what they like and how to keep them, yeah, as in keep them entertained. I don't know if that's the word. Yeah.
The guy is spewing some real honesty here. It's quite interesting to hear. Obviously, you're probably thinking, where are the women? Don't worry, we spoke to them too.
Commitment for me, it's like a muscle that you need to constantly work on, regardless of when you start the relationship. Is it in high school or is it in university? If you have decided to jump feet first with another person, then it's only right for you to commit to that person. I mean, respectful, and you know, you grow and you learn things about yourself and another person and yada yada. But personally for me, commitment in university, that is, in my opinion, a bit limiting, because like there's just so much to learn in that 4-year period. I personally feel uni life is your time to explore. It's your time to fail at something. It's your time to excel at some stuff. It's your time to actually, you know, see the different types of people that are in the world. Like, for me personally, committing in university, it's a good thing, because there are people who just find the one and they're okay with that, they're content with that. I personally just, I hate living with a what if situation, you know, that scenario of what if I had done this instead of that. So for me, commitment in university, I'm not a strong believer in commitment in relationships in universities, personally. I mean, towards the end, maybe, but in the beginning, there's just so much to learn.
My perception of relationships in university was determined by my upbringing. So I grew up in a very Christian background. I was taught, you know what, one partner, you stick it out with that one partner, and you don't juggle relationships. This whole side nigga, side bae thing, I could never do that. So when I was in university, I did try live by it, but I failed. I failed dismally, because I was surrounded by fairly handsome individuals, and so I found myself in a very, I would call it a toxic cycle, where I'll be in a relationship with one person and somehow I meet another guy and I'm attracted to that guy and I dump this nigga and I go to the next nigga and I'm with that guy for a while, and then I meet another guy who somehow outranks this guy, not in terms of stature, but just I'm just attracted to that person. I could easily just go in and out of relationships really, and I could easily detach and attach in most instances. How my experience in university has affected my dating life. yeah, it has really affected my dating life in that now, staying in a committed relationship, I would say, is it takes much more effort than it would have if I hadn't experienced what I did in university. But I'm trying. I really am trying. And I'd have to put extra effort, because I could also easily be put off. In the past, I could easily be put off and say, you know, I just don't want it anymore and call it quits. Now, you have to work it out and make an effort. But yeah.
No, I didn't think niggas were going to be faithful in uni. How naive would I have to be? Sorry. Yo. No, I mean, like, okay, granted, some people were in deep relationships and shit, and I respect that. Some people were hella faithful, but I never expected niggas to be faithful in university. No. I don't expect niggas to be faithful now. Niggas are trash, bruh. They are all trash. In fact, fuck niggas. People are trash. People, holistically, as a fucking race. Oh my gosh. No!
My perception of commitment, it wasn't the easiest thing to do, but it could be done. Those that really wanted to commit did it. Those that didn't, well, they compromised a whole lot. And they lied. I was in a long-distance relationship for 3 years. The first 3 years of my university life. And it was so easy for me to do because I liked the person that I was with. I really, really liked them. So it was very easy. People would come, temptation would come, but I'd always be like, no, fam, I'm not interested. So my own perception of commitment was that if you wanted to do it, you could do it. It wasn't going to be the easiest thing to do, but it could be done. It was very possible. So yes, did I live by it? My answer is yes, I did. Has your experience in university affected your dating life currently? Well, I mean, I am dating right now when I'm still in university. My past experience told me that I could do it. It taught me, because I'm again in another long-distance relationship. My past experience told me that I could do it. I have the self-control to do it. It's not like boys weren't coming to me, flirting, giving me the time of day, wanting to take me out and stuff. But I wasn't really bothered. I knew what I wanted, and I knew how to keep what I wanted, and yeah, that was by doing my best and staying faithful. So yeah, it taught me that it can be done. It taught me that long distances can work. If you really want your person, you can put in the work. It is possible.
For me, commitment in a relationship was so, so important. I think that for me, the most important thing is that we're honest with each other, I suppose. I mean, I don't feel like, I mean, I don't think that relationships were so important, so I didn't care for commitment that much. I mean, I don't want you to lie to me, and I think that was one of the things that I hated the most. I mean, cheating we could do, but lying, we really just can't. I really hated it. Oh, I still hate it. So for me, commitment in a relationship when I was in uni just meant like being committed to being honest with each other and just kind of just knowing where we're at and building each other some shit. But I really didn't care for the cheating thing. It's just like, ugh, bruh, I mean, come on. But in Cape Town, I guess I was just like, ugh, I still kind of just didn't give a fuck. But I also was like, I mean, the more it got serious, I guess I was just like, yeah, I could do this, like, kind of. I mean, I got cold feet sometimes, and I did dumb shit sometimes, like go on dates with other guys and shit like that, and kiss other guys and shit. But anyway, not the point. I think that it wasn't, in uni, it really wasn't serious to me. And I really did live by it. You could really tell in the way I lived and the kind of people that I attracted. So, yeah, because who were basically the same trash people as myself. But then, it really did affect my current dating life in that I feel like currently I just don't want a relationship because I just don't care for it, and commitment means so much more to me now, like having someone who's got your back, who stays like true to you and that shit. And it's more than just like not cheating on you. I feel like I have abandonment issues, so, and adjustment issues, and like commitment issues. I have major commitment issues. I don't even want to commit to a freaking house contract or some shit. So but I don't think that was shaped by my university experiences, but I do feel more like now I feel more inclined to be in a committed relationship, and I mean, it's really important to me.
I feel like when I was in university, I was like, yeah, like this is so serious, like I want to be loyal and faithful and all that. Once I was serious about a person, I was completely serious and in it 100%. So yeah, now it's like now I can't even get myself to be serious about someone and be like, okay, let me try, because now I'm just like, niggas are trash. Now I'm just I've got trust issues, basically. I don't think I have commitment issues per se. I've got trust issues. So getting to even the point of saying, okay, I'm going to try and commit to this person and this relationship and see where it goes, that is the challenge. So
my perception of commitment in a relationship in university would be, you know, obviously having someone who's faithful and hoping it will lead to something in the future, you know, dating for a while and then hopefully it leading to marriage, you know. But this day and age, I feel like dating in university is a joke because guys will be juggling girls, you know. I feel like guys are not ready to date yet. Are not ready to really commit in university because they're surrounded by so many different type of girls. They're still learning about themselves as well. So I feel like dating in university could be a joke sometimes because you're literally played as a fool. Compared to back in the days where people actually met in university and then they got married. So now I feel like dating in university is sort of like a joke because most of the times the guy's playing you. And my experience in university affected my dating life because I feel like guys are just there to just play games and they're not serious. So I feel like it has affected me because we always had this picture perfect mind frame of how you meet the love of your life, you know, in university, and then you get married, and then you form your family. So yeah,
it's rather interesting how listening to both perspectives from the male and the female, we can see that everyone keeps touching on issues of growth, issues of not really understanding what commitment was or how their perception of commitment changed over the years, over time. But people know that we go through a growth period, that we're all going to change, we're going through seasons and we're growing up. And obviously how you thought and how you acted in one period of time isn't how you probably act now. Granted, there are some who aren't growing up at all, but we know that we all go through a process.
So I guess what I'm trying to say is that if we can all appreciate that everyone has to go through a growth process, especially when it comes to things as complicated as relationships and commitment, why are we then so harsh with each other when we fail?
So do you guys like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by following us on all social media platforms. Facebook, you can get us at No Holds Barred.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter and Instagram, it's at NHB underscore ZW. At NHB underscore ZW. Until next time.